I know that this is finals week and you have a lot of work to avoid, but I'll make this quick. Get your housing forms in by Friday, 5 p.m., or you will be pitching a pup tent in the quad. Act now, no late forms will be accepted. Oh, if it isn't my two future campers.
Walter, 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 you know, these last couple of years, you've always been there for us, and we'll never forget you.
We'll miss you, buddy.
Man, the summer ain't long enough for me to miss you.
You'll miss us next September.
That's right. While you're laying out the dorm rules, we'll be laying out by the pool of our new apartment, the Villa of Monte Cristo.
Check this out.
2.5 bedrooms, 1.5 baths,
microwave, oven, trash, compact room,
with a balcony and a view of our pool,
which is right next to our jacuzzi.
You two non-working, below minimum wage earning brothers do not have enough money to afford this place.
Wrong again, hot tub breath. They have to set aside 10 apartments of student rates between his scholarship and the money my daddy's given me for maintaining my straight C average. We are in like Flynn.
What can I say, man? The dorm won't be sane without you. Place will be clean. There'll be some pretty girls hanging around for once.
Okay. This Sunday night, we're having a couple dozen of our closest friends over to bid a fond farewell to our sophomore year.
And an even fonder hello to our new pad.
Mm-hmm. Shall I slip a couple of shrimp on the barbie for you, mate?
Sounds like a plan, man. Yeah. This is the Villa of Monte Cristo. Mm-hmm. This ain't bad.
And you want to know the best part? See this lady? She's not just a model. She actually lives in the building.
Mm-hmm. She's our neighbor.
Well, just the kind of woman you might want to borrow some sugar from.
Ladies, guess who will not be spending the summer cruising the Mediterranean with her mother? Besides you, I have just accepted a 2-month position at the Adams Museum of Art, assistant coordinator of public acquisitions.
Oh, so you got that job selling souvenirs in a gift shop.
Yes, I did. But I would peel the chewing gum off the marble statues. I'm just thrilled to be joining those that work hard for their money.
Whoa! This is the biggest news since man landed on the moon.
I don't care what Raggedy Ann has to say.
So how's Mama taking the news?
She is livid, livid, livid. But I told her, look, Mama, I'm working this summer, and that is it. Wonder what I'll do with that extra $75 a week.
I thought this was a full-time job.
It is. Why? What are you making in the medical lab?
Oh, about the same.
How close to the same?
About 325.
Kim, 325 an hour is barely minimum wage. Research assistants do very important work.
It's 325 a week.
$325 a week to babysit a bunch of rats?
Whitley, a person's worth isn't measured by what they make.
That is obvious. Well, at least I'll be enriching my soul this summer, not my pocketbook, while you be chasing after some rodents with a little rat pooper scooper.
Hi, Vernon.
Oh, look at this trash. I can't wait for vacation. Then these children can take their garbage home to the people who gave them life. Hello.
Brother, our party is really shaping up.
Yeah.
We got the music, the paper goods, and the little seashell soaps for the bathroom.
All we need now is the food, right?
Letty!
I'm on my break.
Letty, Ron and I just got an apartment off campus, and we wanted to invite you to our little housewarming party. Sunday, 8 o'clock.
That's very sweet. What can I bring?
The food. Just ignore him. Bring yourself. And some of those deviled eggs you make. It's delicious. Oh, and the pasta salad. That'd be... I can never get enough of your pasta salad. And, oh, bring a big plate of veggies. That'd be nice.
Anything else?
Just bring yourself. You know.
Thanks.
That takes care of the food.
Money, money, money.
Son, oh, instead of playing poker, why don't you just write me a check every Thursday? It'd save all the wear and tear on these cards.
Well, I'd like to check those cards, see if they're marked.
Oh, that's your game. Now, these cards are fine, all 53 of them.
Deal, man.
I'm ready for my next fleece.
Gloat now, because that's the last you're going to see of my money till next September.
Yeah, shoot, those kids at your day camp will be taking your life savings.
No, we're not going to play cards in my camp this summer, because last year they got everything but my hiking shorts.
I worked at a camp one summer, Camp Tempowingo. That's Indian for happy land in the hills. It should have meant wild children blowing jello through their noses.
Well, I'm looking forward to a good summer. The last bus of kids leaves at 6 o'clock. At 6:01, my brother and I jump into the car, go home, splash on some Old Spice, jump back in the convertible, hang out to all the hot spots. Yes.
So what is that lovely Miss Vincent going to be doing while you splashing on Old Spice?
She'll be installing cable TV in Camden. I'll go see her every couple weeks.
Now, I've worn Old Spice. Now, I know what that does to women.
Yeah, I'm an Aqua Velva man myself. Oh, yeah, I couldn't stand the traffic from the Old Spice.
See, I don't know what y'all talking about. I'm just looking forward to spending some time with my brother.
And the sisters.
You.
Hello.
Wait a minute, did you write these with your feet? And if you did, are your feet clean?
Walter?
Hi.
I am so glad you are sitting down. Instead of installing cable television this summer, I, your little Jaleesa, have been promoted to sales representative. And I will be handling all of southern New Jersey as well as northern Pennsylvania. And I do believe that that is your neck of the woods.
Yeah, that's my neck, all right.
Now, they're going to give me a company car, Walter. We can spend every weekend together.
Oh, that's beautiful. Oh. When you say every weekend, do you mean like every weekend?
And on top of that, they said if I do a little bit of overtime, they said maybe even Wednesdays too.
Ooh, Wednesdays too? Oh, how much good news can one man take?
Ooh. Come on, Walter. You're supposed to be putting your arms around me, you know, nibbling on my ear and jumping up and down for joy.
Trust me, inside I'm jumping. I'm like, whoa, jump! Stop!
I understand now. You don't want me to visit you.
Oh, no, no, no. It's not that I don't want you to. It's just that, oh, on every weekend, I'll be taking the children on field trips. Mm-hmm. And on Wednesdays, too.
What's her name, Walter?
Oh, Jaleesa, you jumped to conclusions.
Oh, am I jumping to the wrong conclusions? And since when did you start wearing Old Spice?
Hey, you know, it's a good thing I bumped into you. We need some chairs for some... We don't need them till Sunday now. Saturday, brothers. Won't see me here next year. Got a new pad. Yes, I do. Oh, I'm gonna have such a good time in my new place. What are you doing?
Hey, man, I'm getting in shape for the good life. I wanna have it down before we move in.
You bought all this stuff?
Yeah, I figured the smell of burning coals would lure our new neighbor onto our terrace.
She might not be our new neighbor.
Oh, no, she moved?
Not exactly.
Brother, something tells me you about to find out how fast this hibachi can fly.
This is all my daddy's fault. When he found out I got that D in Latin, he pulled the plug on my credit card. Ergo the pad.
Ron, you better duck, because this hibachi has a doofus-seeking mechanism.
Brother, you're overreacting. No, tell me I'm overreacting.
No, it's because of you that we lost the housing.
No, it's not.
And really, ergo, we have no place to live. No, what's worse, I got no place to live. I'm going to break your neck. That's what I'm going to do.
No, but look, found another place to replace the old place. La Grenade. That's French for the Grenade.
Have you seen this place?
Well, not exactly.
Ron, how could even you take a place sight unseen? What's the matter?
Because it's not just any old place. We're subletting from none other than Slick Rick Gilmore.
The dude with the red Porsche and the leather coat?
One and the same.
When can we see it?
Slick Rick is moving out as we speak. The apartment manager is going to meet us first thing in the morning. Now, don't you feel silly for doubting your old buddy?
This better be good, baby.
It's going to be good. You know, this is a life lesson. Never trust anyone who dresses like a bucket seat.
Look, a piano. The place has possibilities.
What? The only thing that would improve this place is a 3-alarm fire.
Oh, I've seen worse.
Only in communist countries. I can't live here. Slick Rick said partially furnished, not partial furniture. Oh, no.
cockroach.
Oh, no, that's a raisin, man.
Oh, thank goodness. Yeah.
Ooh, but that's the cockroach.
Hey, don't worry.
He's going to get the raisin.
That's it. I'm calling my daddy.
And maybe you better write him.
That apartment manager gets here, I'm going to give him a piece of my mind.
Oh, my goodness.
Mr. Gaines, you're the manager?
No, Velma is. She's off visiting her sister. They twins, you know. I married one, can't stand the other one. Oh, my goodness, you've only been here 5 minutes, and the place looks like a trailer park after a tornado.
No, sir, this is how it was when we got here.
Sir, are there any other apartments in this building?
23, but you rented this one.
Well, I cannot live here.
Well, you don't have to. You can live any place you want to, just as long as you give me the 12-month rent on this one. Or else you're going to have to deal with Velma, and she just loves to go to court. It gives her a new excuse to buy a new hat.
Mr. Gaines, how about a couple of coats of paint?
Now, that's a nice suggestion. Be sure and use long, smooth strokes. Now, don't you let me catch you use no cheap roller. And don't hesitate to call me if you need me. And by the way, welcome to the Grenade.
For the last 2 weeks, all he's been saying is, Jaleesa, this is our last burger until September. And baby, this is gonna be our last movie. And then I go through all this trouble to make it possible to be with the man, and he tells me he's going to be too busy toasting marshmallows with some campers.
Oh, I'm sorry. What were you saying?
Letty, you haven't listened to a single word I've said.
I heard every word. You're angry with Walter because he went to the movies and didn't toast his watermelon.
Yeah, you didn't miss a thing.
Oh, excuse me. That's my bundt cake. I'm listening.
Well, I thought that we had an understanding. I really believe
Ray,
that
he can... I have some wonderful news to share.
Good luck.
Well, I don't know if you two have heard, but this summer, I'm going to be a working girl.
Oh, no, my ravioli has exploded.
I could have been frittering away my days playing shuffleboard on the decks of the SSC Princess with Mama. But instead, I chose to serve my public in a position that could be a stepping stone to an exciting, fulfilling career.
Oh, my trout is burning.
Maybe I didn't expect you to pull your pogo stick at the attic, but an attic girl Whitley would be appropriate.
So, Whitley, what are your plans for the summer?
I feel like I'm not getting your undivided attention.
You're welcome.
It's the second door on the left. Just be sure to stand clear when you open it.
Can I pick an apartment or what? This place got it going on.
Oh, man. Why don't you put on some slow records? It's getting funky in there, man.
The fast dancing is killing the cockroaches.
Betty, this pasta casserole is delicious. You gotta give me the recipe.
It's rather complicated. First, you take a pound of pasta and overcook it. Then you take a trout and char it beyond recognition.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I get it. I get it. This is an old family secret recipe, right?
Right.
I get it.
This time next year, we could be together for 2 whole years. You know what that means? That means we could be together for a long time. A long, long time. Wednesdays, too.
I wouldn't get the ball and chain just yet, Walter.
See, that's what I mean. When we finally get together, I don't want to reach in my pocket and pull out some wild oats. So what I'm doing is doing this for you.
Well, I completely understand that.
You do?
Yes, you want to have a summer of freedom.
Oh, Jaleesa, you are truly a liberated woman.
Mm-hmm. And as a liberated woman, it is my duty to reach down into my pockets to see if I have any wild oats of my own.
Now, when you talk about wild oats, how many wild oats you talking about?
I feel a bumper crop coming on right
now. Now, if you children think you're going to break your lease by having wild parties, think again. I have friends on the police force. They'll drop a dragnet on this whole orgy.
Okay, guys, come on. One more shot.
Oh, yeah.
Candy.
This is great. I get to write you guys every week. You guys can write me back. If we just like we never left each other. One more shot?
Hey, what are you doing out here?
Oh, I just wanted some fresh air.
Oh, so how do you like our terrace?
There's a certain poetry to urban decay. So what are you doing for the summer?
Internship at Kanishiwa Electronics. If you don't see me in September, it's because Dwayne Tendo has hit the store.
I bet you always knew what you wanted to be in life.
Oh, yeah. Ever since I was 5, I knew I wanted to be Spider-Man. Good hours, great threads. And when I was 9, set my sights on being Reggie Jackson. It wasn't until I was 12 that I figured out I wanted to be an engineer.
Just like Kim. She always knew she wanted to be a doctor. But her first words were, I do not make house calls. I envy you ambitious types.
Oh, come on, Whitley. There's got to be something you've always wanted to do. Come on.
Well, I always wanted to be Lola Falana. Yeah, I saw on the Merv Griffin show and she could sing and she could dance and she even made Merv Griffin laugh. And I said, I want to be just like her, Whitley Falana.
Is that still what you want to be?
I don't know. Right now, Spider-Man's looking pretty good. I thought working this summer would give me some kind of direction. You know, certainly more direction than cruising the Mediterranean with my mama.
Wait, back up. You'd rather work in a stuffy old museum than catch some rays with mama?
Well, don't you think that not working would be spoiled and self-indulgent?
Yes. And that's the best part, Whitley. You got your whole life to be responsible. If you're not going, give me your deck chair. I'll go hang out with Mom.
I do have this adorable little string bikini I've never worn.
Ooh, just send me a picture, please.
I'm going to send you a postcard or two.
Yeah?
You're an okay guy, Dwayne.
Well, yeah, okay yourself, Whitley. You know, it's funny. Here we are. Two pretty okay people feeling pretty okay about each other. Maybe we could. Nah.
Mr. Gaines, I didn't know you played the piano.
All you got to know is that your rent money is due on the first of the month. Let me show you here. Get up in the morning, roll out of bed, walk into the pit. Take an aspirin for my head, got the blue. Got those mean children. They find a way to lose these mean children blue.
Oh, what you talking about?
Two boxes blaring, folks jumping all around. Burgers are burning, there's trash on the ground. Got the blue. Yeah, yeah. Got those mean children blue.
You got problems? I live in this place. Girls bang on my door and start screaming in my face. I got the mean children blues.
And the blues, they tell about it.
Can't find a way to lose those mean children blues. Hey, I'm a part-time mama, I'm a part-time nurse. With all their traumas, things here couldn't get no worse.
Selfish, act like they don't care. Makes me so nervous, that's why I lost my hair.